proclaiming the gospel throughout the world. Bill Winston Ministries is bringing lost souls to Jesus Christ and teaching them how to walk in a victorious life. We invite you to receive all the blessings that God has for your life. Bill Winston Ministries presents The Believer's Walk of Faith.
Hello, I'm Bill Winston, and welcome to another program. The program that you're watching is called The Believer's Walk of Faith, where we walk by faith and not by sight. Well, we have another exciting teaching for you today. We're teaching in this area called No More Toil. Now, that's a part of this Kings and Priests series, but specifically we're talking about character and integrity. These are two words that a lot of people don't like to use today because they're talking about honesty. They're talking about forthrightness. Deal with people. I mean, when you say you're going to pay somebody, pay them. If we're not going to do something, tell people we're not going to do it. You know, just that upfrontness. Now, without that integrity, without that character, it is impossible to get into the promised land. One of the things I want to talk about in this teaching is a good name. You know, my dad, when I was young, you know, he didn't want to name me a junior, he said, because maybe I might get in trouble and he might think it's him. Well, that's not a whole lot of faith in that. And he's gone on to be with the Lord, and thank God for him because he taught me a lot of good things. And he taught me about this good name, and he's gone to be with the Lord now. But this, I'm telling you, is this idea of integrity and character are key and essential for us to make a difference in this world today as Christians. A lot of times what happens is people think that they can just live any kind of way. In other words, we come into the kingdom of God, but we're still living like we used to. And all of us come in with ungodly thought patterns and so forth. But you'll find that the moment you come into the kingdom of God, the Holy Ghost begins to make you holy. I mean, he begins to clean you up, begins to clean up your speech, your commitment to people, things like that. So we're seeing a lot of things today. And the Bible says in the last days, people will be truce breakers. That means they'll give you their word and they'll break their word. But the difference between us and the world is that we keep our word. Well, you get your Bibles and pencils and papers ready. Let's find out how to do this. We're calling it character and integrity. Let's go into it. Integrity is something that people have set to the side. And I don't know why we've set it to the side, because it's the main ingredient. It's the main reason why everything else works. You'll find that even when a person's life is just totally over or destroyed or something comes against them, the only thing they have left is their integrity. God, come on over with me to Job, please. Come on over to Job. Job chapter 2, please. Job chapter 2. Oh, we're going to clean you out here today. You came into the right place. Say amen to that. Because remember, you just aren't born with integrity. Integrity has to be taught. It has to be developed in every one of us. Every one of us comes in this thing lying and signifying. We come with the thinking of the world. But I'm about to make you rock solid in Jesus' name. You about to say what you mean what you say. Look what it says in Job. Now, how many of y'all remember Job? Look at me. How many of y'all remember Job? And Job's life. Remember, Job had a really difficult time. He was a man, and if you look at the first verse, it gave his financial statement. Talked about how many cattle he had, how many camels, so forth and so on. So Job was the wealthiest man in the East. Here comes the devil. He's coming after him because Job's been blessed by God. Now he comes after and said to God, Job, he's just serving you because what you've done for him. And he said, if you just take that stuff away from him, he'll curse you to his face. But what he didn't know, the devil didn't know at that time, that Satan, the hedge in Job's life was down, and Satan could attack him. Now, Satan couldn't get him before because the hedge was up. But what Job did is Job began to look at the display or character of his kids. And he'd been looking at them because they was busy over there having parties, getting drunk and smoking reef all the time. And what happened is he took his eye off the Word of God, because the Word of God says the seed of the righteous shall be delivered. It didn't say your seed might be delivered. It says the seed of the righteous shall be delivered. That is a promise from Almighty God. And God can deliver anybody.
if he has to wake him up in the middle of the night, if he has to send a donkey to talk to him, if he has to send a bird to bring him something, if he has to give him, I'm telling you, God can deliver them. I remember Jesse Duplantis saying that here he was, knocked out of his head on cocaine. Here he was. He was he was in the club, and he was playing, you know, ta-dum-ta-dum. He was playing with, you know, the rock groups and everything, hair down all the way in his back, and here he was in the club just about setting up, getting ready to play, and somebody came and told him, Jesse, you got a phone call. He said, a phone call? He said, who knows I'm here? He said, I don't know. You got a phone call. Hello? Jesse? Them said, mama. Jesse? Jesse? Get out of that place. Jesse said, mama, how you know I was here? The Lord told me you was there. The Lord told him, her, where he was in another state. And she prayed for that boy who was out of his mind on cocaine, and now he's one of the biggest evangelists all over the world today. Don't tell me what God can't do. He can take a crooked stick and hit a straight lick, because he's God all by himself. All you need to do is integrity. Stand on that word and stay there. Look in Job chapter 2 and look at verse 9. Say amen to this. Amen. Then said his wife to him, do you still retain your what? Integrity. You see, it's kind of interesting how the enemy was after Job's integrity. Now, I know he was after his money and all the wealth and so forth, but he knew that he had to get to Job's integrity for him to do real damage to Job. And he never got Job's integrity. Job kept his integrity, and guess what? Because he kept it, what did Job end up with in chapter 47? Twice as much as he had before. Folks, if you just hold on to the altar, hold on to the unchanging word of God, and when it looks bad and you done all that you can do to stand, you dig in and stand, because something is about to change. Glory to God in heaven. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo-wee! Glory to God. Coming over now to Ecclesiastes and chapter 7, please. Ecclesiastes chapter 7. Now that's, again, Job is before Psalms, Psalms is before Proverbs, and Proverbs then in Ecclesiastes. Come on over there. Glory to God. Chapter 7 of Ecclesiastes. Let me know when you get there with your smart self. Look what it says in verse 1. A good name is better than what? Precious ointment. Don't even go no further. Come back over to Proverbs, please. Proverbs chapter 22. Let me know when you get to Proverbs chapter 22. Hey, hey, hey. I said, hey, hey, hey. Look what it says in verse 1 of Proverbs 22. A good name is rather to be chosen, come on, than great riches, and loving favor than the silver and gold. Now, what is he saying? A good name, in the Living Bible it says, take a good name rather than great riches. In other words, a good name is more valuable than any amount of money anybody can give you. Now, I know that because my dad, I remember I was a little boy, and my name is William Samuel Winston. His name is William Alfonso Winston. He's gone on to be with the Lord now. And I remember asking him, I must have been about 10 years old, but I was curious. I said, Dad, let me ask you, why didn't you name me William Alfonso Winston that I could be a junior? He said, oh, no, son. Because if you get out here and get arrested, I don't want them to think it's me. Now, this that wasn't very much hope right there. You follow what I'm saying. But you know what he didn't want? He didn't want his name messed up. I don't want mine messed up. You shouldn't want yours messed up. Because when everything falls apart, you still got your name. And a name is what we pass down to the next generations. Pass it down to the next generations. Say amen to that. So you should want to have your name good. You want to have your name. Yeah, you could do some things to get your credit good and so forth. Why? Because you want your name good. That's why half the people got against co-signers right now. And name ain't no good. Say amen to this. Now don't get mad at me because I'm telling the truth, all right? Because we're going to dig our way out of this thing. Say, I'm with you, and I'm going all the way with you. Say amen to this. All right, let's go to one more place here. And let's go to Daniel chapter 6, please. Daniel chapter 6. Daniel chapter 6. Man, I feel like preaching today. I don't know why this preaching anointing is coming on me. All right. If we are as changeable as our circumstances, then our circumstances are ruling over us. So when we are unchangeable, then we can actually rule over our circumstances. And you were never meant to be under circumstances. You're supposed to be over them. Now, anybody that has the Spirit of God inside of them, God's going to deal with you to keep your word. And over in Proverbs, just write it down because I'm not going over there. Proverbs 25 and 19 says, confidence in a faithful, in an unfaithful man is like a broken tooth. When it said broken tooth, not only will it give way, but it'll cause you pain. So you got somebody around you that you can't trust, and you put trust in them, and I'm telling you, like a broken tooth, you don't know when they're going to give way. You don't know when they're going to show up. They might tell you, I'll be there in 5 minutes. 5 days later, they still ain't there. Come on, help me now. The Bible says in Psalm 15 and 4, keep your word even if it hurts. Now, when it hurts, usually it hurts your pocketbook. But if you promise and gave them your word, what are you going to do? You're going to keep your word. All right? I didn't turn back that, but those are scriptures I want to give you. Let me just give you this in Daniel. Now, look at Daniel. Now, this is the case. I'm going to read verse 1. And it pleased Darius to settle the kingdom 120 princes, which should be over the whole kingdom. Verse 2. And over these three presidents, of whom Daniel was first, that the princes might give accounts unto them, and the king should have no damage, no loss. Then this Daniel was preferred above the presidents and princes, because an excellent spirit was in him. And the king thought to set him over the whole realm. Now here's Daniel. Now Daniel's a Jew. Daniel's not one of these people. He's a heathen. He's not one of these of the heathen nations. He's a Jew. Now, all of a sudden, Darius, the king, is going to promote this Jewish person above everybody. Now, that just made some people mad. All right, what happened? Then the presidents and princes sought to find occasion against Daniel concerning his kingdom, the kingdom, but they could not find none occasion nor fault, for as much as Daniel was faithful, neither was there any error or fault found in him. He got to work on time. He did what he said. He didn't steal from the boss man, take all the office supplies home. Come on, I'm going to hit you. I'm going to get you somewhere. Somewhere, I'm going to hit you. Verse 5. Then said these men, we shall not find any occasion against Daniel except we find it against him concerning the law of his who? God. So then these presidents and princes assembled together to the king and said thus to him, King Darius, live forever. And all the presidents of the kingdom and the governors and the princes, the counselors and the captains have consulted together to establish a royal statute and to make a firm decree that whosoever shall ask a petition of any god or man for 30 days, save of thee, O king, he shall be cast into the den of lions. So nobody can pray to any god except for 30 days, save thee, O king. For if he does, he'll be cast into the den of lions. Now watch this. Now the king established a decree and signed in writing that it be not changed according to the law of the Medes and the Persians, which altereth not. That was one of the strongest laws. It's where we get in the kingdom the rule of law. But it comes right out of here. Look at verse 9. Wherefore, King Darius signed in writing the decree. Now, when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into a house, and his windows being open in his chamber, toward Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God, as he did aforetime. Lord, have mercy. So what did he do? Wait a minute, what did the law say? You couldn't pray. But what is the law of the kingdom? See, you can't override the law of the kingdom. See, this is where persecution gonna come. Persecution gonna come when you start acting like you're supposed to act. But notice what they schemed up, because they're gonna get him killed. Now, throwing in the den of lions is like the electric chair. Got it? Well, what did they do? What happened to him? Daniel went and prayed anyway. Now, I'm telling you, those Bibles never should have been taken out of those schools. Now, look what we have today. We have students in malls shooting people. I'm telling you, why? There's no moral compass anymore. It's whatever I think is right is right. And whatever you think is right is right. Well, if you think that, I think I'm gonna slap you. I think that's right. Well, that ain't right. Oh, you follow what I'm saying? But notice there's no grounding, see? No foundation. And you gotta come back to somebody's foundation. So what did he do? He went and prayed. Opened his windows and didn't care. So I think, along with integrity and character, comes one word, courage. I think a lot of people do not stand on God's word and do not do what is right because they lack courage. They lack what their friends gonna think about them. They lack whether or not they're gonna come out on top. They are you following me? They're concerned about that. Courage is a big thing. And what we've got to do is come back to the Bible. Because when you come in this church, I'm telling you, any church, you should be filled with courage. He told Joshua 2 things. Be strong, come on, and of good courage. You got the word, now be courageous enough to stand on it. Say amen to that. That's where we're going, saints of God. Well, he wouldn't bow. What did they do with him? Threw him in the den. What did the lions do? Nothing. Wouldn't eat him. Why? The Bible says God sent angels, watch this, and closed the lion's mouth. Why? Because of one scripture. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. Watch this. But the Lord shall deliver you out of them all. Do you believe it? Hold it. I'm gonna finish here. All right. Now, look what it says here in Psalm 101. If you haven't, say praise the Lord. Verse 5. Whoso privately slandereth his neighbor, him, come on, will I cut off. I want to stop right there. Whoso what? Privately slandereth who? His neighbor. Him will I what? Cut off. So what is it saying? I went down again, talked to this pastor. He was breaking curses. He said, this verse here is if somebody, even behind closed doors, slanders his neighbor, he attracts the curse. No wonder some people can't get up. Their mouth is hanging them. See? What you should do, one, just keep your mouth closed. But here's the deal. Slander, saying something about somebody that's not true. Watch this. He told me, because he's mostly Jewish, and he told me, because he knows all the Hebrew, he said, here's the other part that's not even there. That if you slander or say something about somebody that is true, you with me? And you spread it as gossip, you double the curse. All right? Let me help you. We're going to break the curse right now. Okay? Repeat after me. Father, in the name of Jesus, you said, if I confess my sins, you're faithful and just to forgive me my sins and cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Now I confess that I have been guilty of slander. And I ask you now to forgive me. I see through your word that it will cut me off. Lord, I ask forgiveness. Now I receive by faith forgiveness and cleansing in the name of Jesus. Now I release the blessing of Abraham on me and my household in Jesus' name. Amen. Just like that. I told you, we're going to get there. You watch and see, we're going to get there. See, ignorance of the law of the Spirit is no excuse. It's still working. Now, let's go to one more place. Go over here, and I just want to show you this. Go over here to Numbers chapter 12, real quick. All right? Look what it says in Numbers chapter, what did I say? Numbers chapter 12. See, so don't be talking about people. And I'm telling you, my wife is good at this. I mean, she, when I start saying something about somebody, because sometimes it just, some folk just make me mad. You know what I mean? I said, baby, that guy, I'm telling you, that guy. She said, no, sweetheart, just don't say nothing. I said, well, let me just say this. Y'all know you just got to get some of it out. You want to feel good about it. But no, that's not the right thing to do, so you got to check your speech. Because some of y'all haven't been getting ahead because of your mouth. Look at verse 1. And Miriam and Aaron spoke against Moses because of the Ethiopian woman whom he had married. For he had married an Ethiopian woman. Now, why did it say Ethiopian twice? The word Ethiopian has an Hebrew root. It means black or burnt or dark color. So Moses done married a sister. I want y'all to see this now. So Miriam and Aaron gonna talk about her in the tent. But I'm telling you, your private life will affect your public life. This is integrity, folks. Even behind closed doors, we want to be right. Praise the Lord. I trusted you enjoyed that teaching. Now, that was on character and integrity. Now, by walking in integrity and walking in character, you know, it'll keep the power of God flowing in your life. One other thing that I included in this teaching is courage. You know, the Bible talks about courage over in Joshua chapter 1. He kept telling Joshua to be strong and of good courage. Now, those three go together because remember when Daniel was there in Babylon in captivity with the rest of the children of Israel. What happened was they had made a law that nobody could pray to any other god for the next 30 days except that god of the Mideast or to the king. Well, what did Daniel do? He went up in his upper room and began to pray. He prayed three times a day with his window open. Let him see it. Well, what happened? They came and arrested him and threw him in the lion's den. Now, that's just like capital punishment today. I mean, that's just like the electric chair. Well, what happened? The lion's mouth was shut by God. Why? What happened? Daniel walked in integrity. Here's what it says as a promise to you and me in Psalms chapter 34 and verse 19. It says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord shall deliver them out of them all. Afflictions are hardships and things that come against you, adversity and persecution. Many are going to be those things, but God promised to deliver us out of them all. That's if we stand on the Word of God with integrity. The address and phone number on your screen, order it right away. You will not be disappointed. Now, again, this character and integrity will build something inside of you that when the adversity comes against you, you'll stand on the Word of God. And every one of us needs to be developed in this area. This is not something you're born with. There's something you have to be developed in. And we use the Word of God to develop us. Well, this is Bill Winston. That's all we have for this time. We thank you for watching our broadcast. We love you. And by all means, keep walking by faith.
Character. Are you a person who keeps their word? integrity, what you do when no one is watching. Character and integrity are not qualities that you are born with. They must be developed.
Lack of integrity makes the access into the promised land impossible. So it's key for you and me to understand that we all have to have integrity in our lives if we're going to end up in the destiny that God has planned for us.
Character and integrity, requirements essential to getting into God's rest, is a must-get companion to the No More Toil series. In this new series by Dr. Bill Winston, you'll learn that character and integrity will guide and protect you in life.
Every one of us has to develop integrity and character. Everyone, we have to develop it, folks. It is not something that is automatic, that comes with birth. It's something that has to be developed in us. So I'm starting this to develop you in integrity and character.
Order No More Toil, Character and Integrity today, and Dr. Winston will explain how integrity will preserve you in every situation, why the church must have integrity in order to change the world, why God promotes you on character and not on skills, and much more.
What we're training you up for is character, and we're training you up to make sure that whatever comes in your life, you're going to be a person of integrity. Say amen to that. You're going to be a person of truth. You're going to be a person of honor.
To order your copy of No More Toil, Character and Integrity, simply write to Bill Winston Ministries, P.O. Box 947, Oak Park, Illinois, 60303, by bank card at 1-800-711-9327, or online at www.bwm.org. God wants His people to possess every promise in the Word of God. To do this, we must be people of character and integrity. Order your copy of No More Toil, Character and Integrity today.
While in the Chicagoland area, Pastor Winston personally invites you to Living Word Christian Center. We're located at 7600 West Roosevelt Road in Forest Park, Illinois, just 20 minutes from downtown Chicago. Our Sunday services are at 7, 9, or 11:15 a.m. with a midweek Bible study Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We have Spanish translators and sign language for the hearing impaired. A warm seat awaits you at Living Word Christian Center. For more information, please call 708-697-5000. Today's message is available in its entirety on CD or DVD when you use the product number on your screen by writing to Bill Winston Ministries, P.O. Box 947, Oak Park, Illinois, 60303, by bank card at 1-800-711-9327, or online at www.bwm.org. Next week on the Believer's Walk of Faith.
I want to get you up out of this place of small thinking, doing small things, and making a small impact for the kingdom of God. I want to get you up while you're doing big things and having big thoughts and doing big things for the kingdom of God.